Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Burton. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gene Fries. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Bruce. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bob Bruce. And now, play ball. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Bruce covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bateman for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce strikes out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte juggles the ball. That's an error on Aspromonte. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 1 in the game. Freeze hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Manny Moten now playing right field. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn bunts towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 1 in the game. Bond hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. two outs. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Friend hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Schofield. Bateman moves to second. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bateman moves to third. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. Casco moves to second. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-2 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bateman scores. Casco scores. It's 2-0, Astros. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bruce Verdon moves to second. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a line drive towards first. Staub reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-2 in the game. Bond hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bateman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freeze hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Freeze reaches second base with a double. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte juggles the ball. That's an error on Aspromonte. Freeze moves to third. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazeroski strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Bob Friend. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch takes first base on ball four. Clendenin moves to second. Bob Veal pinch runs for Jerry Lynch. Gene Alley pinch runs for Bob Veal. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-3 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Freeze scores. Clendenin moves to third. Alley moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, Astros. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tom Butters now pitching. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Casco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Woodshick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodshick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Spangler hits a fly ball into right field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0-for-1 in the game. Mota hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Orlando McFarlane pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Freeze strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive towards third. Aspromonte reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 1. The Astros will come to bat. Orlando McFarlane now catching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wynn. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Wynn steals second. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bond hits a fly ball into right field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 3 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Pagliarani pinch hits for Tom Butters. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 3, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.